In this catch-up,
Jeremy McGovern and comedian Joel Creasy join the guys in studio. The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
It's a trip, and I can bug out to it.
With Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw.
But it's the best opener in the game. Let's get it underway.
This is Will's Words.
Yeah, beautiful. So this is the segment where I give Ando and Whitelaw an expression or a saying used in the common tongue.
Yes.
And then you have to explain to me, each of you individually, where you think or what the origin of that saying is. So how it came about, in other words. It's raining outside today. It's raining cats and dogs. We've had that before, actually, on this show.
Ando, you've said that the saying raining cats and dogs comes from the movie All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Yes. Did you watch that when you were little? They fell out of the sky. That's where heaven is.
It's true.
And she nailed it that week, which is awesome.
I nailed it a lot. I think it's 7-5 still.
I think it's 7-6, actually. Woody won last week. Pulling wool over your eyes.
When Griffo said he listened, he goes, I don't know what the hell Woody was talking about. Yeah. And he's like, of course Will gave him the point. He said that to me the other day. He said all I heard was Woody blah, 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 trying to do these terrible accents. And I said, yes, I can't believe he won.
He wouldn't have bias.
No, he's not biased.
No, he loves you.
Yeah.
He does.
He does. All right, cool. Expression today. We're going to go to a song so people can get on with their mornings. 131060. No, that's not.
No,
131060. Please join if you think you know what it is.
Sure.
That's fair enough.
What is it, Will?
Not the origin of the expression.
Come on, William.
Come on today, mate.
Oh.
Call a spade. Call a spade a spade.
Call. Yeah, mate, you're going to call a spade a spade. Well, you're going to call a spade a spade, mate.
Heidi's practicing. She's mime digging.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Write down what you thought the origin of call a spade a spade was. Now, look, you're both not sure the expressions that are going on your faces.
What?
I think you seem more perplexed than when you started.
That's a misleading expression on my face because I actually learned this at school.
Beautiful.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Ando.
Just calling a spade, Ando.
Do you know what the expression call a spade means?
Do you want me to start?
Let's just say with what it means.
I think so.
Okay, well, do you want to start then?
Sure thing, Will.
All right, go for it.
I'm happy to.
Beautiful.
So when you call a spade, you're being a straight shooter. You're telling exactly how it is.
Very good.
Yeah. So...
You don't get points for that.
I believe it came from a little town in Texas.
Uh-oh.
And they were sitting around playing poker.
Oh, hot damn, Ando.
You know, at a little ranch back in Texas, exactly, Woody.
Oh, hot damn!
Couple of blokes sitting around playing cards. One of them had a spade.
Texas
looked at his mate in front of him. And he said, oh, spade a spade. And that's how it all started. Call spade a spade. And he said, we're going to use that saying from now on. Shooters in Texas.
Straight
you know
shooters.
What I'm saying?
Ask Ando.
Yo.
I mean, about a minute before you said to our producer, I think I'm being racist. Am I being racist?
Oh,
what
I
are you worried
my
about?
Racism out.
Oh, what
because
was
I didn't know that I was being racist, but I said I asked him a question. If I said it this way, would it come across?
And
so he said I'm not allowed to say it.
Oh, so that was you were being
so
racist.
So you've gone for the non you've
this
gone
is
for
the
non-racist.
PG answer. This is the PG answer.
Go to our Snapchat for the racist.
No, I'm not racist.
To say what it was.
No,
it was unintentional.
You're not even, it was very unintentional, but I said to him, someone might be offended by this, and I'm trying not to be too controversial these days.
No, well done.
I've been very controversial lately. Yeah.
All right.
Well,
no,
people have
filter.
Been talking around town
that you've been
that I'm controversial.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Bit of chat there.
All right. Real Heidi. Okay. Now all move on. Yeah. Now. So Ando's originated in Texas.
Yep.
During
playing
a card
poker.
Game.
Yeah. Now I'm sorry, Hides. I'm going to have to absolutely pantsy here because I did learn this in history.
Yep.
Year 10 history, I think. Thank you to Big Brucey Brown for teaching me this little nugget. He's my teacher. So this originated with King Henry VIII. Now he had a number of wives. You guys would know about. Had about 9 of the bad boys.
7,
didn't he?
Isn't it?
I 7. Thought it was 7 or 8.
Well, interesting. It was 8. Now, what happened was he had one of his wives out in the garden for him in the backyard. Yeah. So one of his wives, which is awful, you know. I mean, it was a misogynistic time, guys. And that's what he would do.
Anyway, get to the point.
I mean, there were eight
Woody.
Of them, for starters. And he had one of them cooking him a beef and then one of them out the back doing the gardening.
No, he killed them.
No, yeah, he beheaded them.
Now, hang on. You've got to me bit that I'm... So he had a wife in the garden.
Yeah.
And he walks outside and he says, honey, what are you doing? You know, wife number eight, what the bloody hell are you doing? Well, I've just got the digger here and I'm digging up some stuff. And he shook his head and he was like, honey, it's not a digger. It's a spade, mate. And his wife goes, well, it's digging, so I'm going to call it a digger. And he said, call a spade a spade. And he got the spade and he chopped her head off. And from that point on,
it's a spade a spade.
Call a spade a spade.
Yeah, very good. Both very, very wrong.
Okay. Hey, I said a straight bit. It's being, you know, you're being a straight shooter and you're saying it for what it is.
You did work a bit of that in.
Mine was a straight shooter. You got to be a straight
shooter. And it does come from the cards, doesn't it? The spade.
No, not at all.
Oh.
So it comes from the shovel.
You mentioned it. That could be interesting.
I'm pretty sure that's how it came about.
No. I'm telling you. I'm the one who knows the information.
Oh, that's right. We're not just working this out.
You've had two answers. One of them was racist. One of them was wrong.
Dock a point.
No. You're pushing the envelope right now.
It should be dock a point.
Now,
who was closer?
Funnily enough, the answer does have quite horrifically racial origins.
I thought so. I think it's got to do with.
Now, what did you. Gee, what did you do?
She actually might be right, though, which is kind of terrifying.
That's why I went.
She's actually right.
Why would
now
you,
I think about it.
Why would you give us a racist saying? This is appalling.
I didn't know it was racist. No, it's not racist Thursday.
This is awful.
I didn't know it was racist until I looked it up. It's not racist. It's just historically. This is the fact. This is the facts of it.
Digging a hole deeper with that spade.
A spade was apparently a derogatory slang word for a Negro.
Oh, God.
Back in the day.
So
you would call a spade a spade. That expression comes from because they weren't meant to be considered as anything more.
So Ando got it.
Anything more than
that.
But you didn't want to say that.
I didn't want to say
how
that.
How horrific is that?
Yeah, because I have heard that before.
No, she didn't.
No, I asked Tom if it was the colour of the skin because if I referenced that.
Because
if you said a spade's a spade, it is the colour of someone's skin if you said that to a person of darker skin.
Yeah, I think Ando deserves a point.
No, she's. I'll dish out the points.
No, hang on.
I couldn't explain it to
Ando, you get a point.
I want to take some moral high ground here and say that you are being ducked something because you have brought a horrifically racist saying to this show, and I think that is awful.
But we're not racist, though, and...
No, I didn't... Okay, I didn't know...
I just gave you a point, Ando. You should be on my side.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying for anyone that's listening that might be offended, like, that's not what, you know...
Of course not. I just look...
No, we don't use the saying. Well, I'm not going to use it anymore.
I used the saying, found the saying, then I looked up the saying in the song, and then it turns out that's what the saying meant. Right.
So don't use that saying, anybody.
Well, no, it's not racist to use the saying. It's just historically. That's what it was said.
In negative terms.
Okay.
I'm just going to start saying it's obvious. You know. That's okay.
Anyway, I won.
Call a shovel a shovel.
Yeah, beautiful.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
This bloke in the studio. Gov. Jerry McGovern from the West Coast Eagles. Now, if you're going to get a couple of tickets to the weekend's gaming, or you can watch your team every round live on Fox Footy, but thanks to the guys at Fox Footy, Clint from Southern Rivers got himself a double pass to go and see you guys on the weekend. Domain Stadium, 5:40 against the D's.
Yep, against the D's.
Against the D's.
Woody's team.
Woody's team.
My boys.
Sorry, Woody.
Already apologising.
He's already apologising.
Yeah. Well, let's talk though, because I reckon the West Coast do. They're up and about. I went to the game last week.
Now they're all.
We're up and about. Yeah.
I mean, look at your head wobble, mate.
Last week it was.
You came in here with the biggest head wobble. Okay. Like, Gov, you're barely fitting through the door because your head's so big. Look at it. Here I come. But I read a bit saying that you guys had a mid-season review where you sit down and have a chat about where you're at. Is that true or is that just media mumbo-jumbo?
No, I think most teams would have a mid-season review. We had a mid-season review.
So what was said? Because I saw you guys come out against Geelong and you were intense. It was great to see.
Yeah. We said what we say most weeks, I guess. It was just sort of more of our intent on the day. We wanted to bring more pressure and that's sort of what we did. And a lot of frontal pressure, tackle pressure was probably the main thing, and then we could defend behind that. But then the rest have sort of come from there. But it's not nothing new to what we've been saying, but we actually just put it into action. So the boys are pretty fresh off a break and
we
got straight into it.
And we're speaking about Jeddah coming back into the side as well. It must be such a confidence builder for all you guys. I know it's obviously great to watch.
Yeah, Jets is he's good to watch for sure. I'm glad he's on my team.
But it's amazing how like, you know, one player, two players can really just change the whole dynamic of a side, getting out there and watching one of your blokes do what they've done for so long.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
got to make you feel good.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to see Jets hitting some form.
Yeah.
We've seen what he can do, and everyone sort of knows. Not too many of us are surprised about what he's been doing because we've seen it before, and it's just good that the fans are starting to see far out Jets is that type of player.
Absolutely.
Who can break it open like that. So hopefully we can keep him going for the rest of the year. It'll be nice.
And what about JK? He's going to be out for the next few weeks?
I don't know exactly how long he's out for. I think it's more week-to-week sort of thing for JK, I think.
Well, but it's funny, because what we're going to do is get you to call JK.
I'll give him a bell. Yeah, he won't think anything of that.
You called him to ask if you know that you wanted to go full forward, and then you played it.
Yeah, I know.
So Simpson was probably listening, you know?
What's my next position I want to play? I'll call whoever I need to call.
Jets, I want to play on the
wing. Yeah, Jets. Just call him now.
Shuey, maybe?
Good stuff, Gav.
Well, I wouldn't survive out there.
If you want to get some tickets to go see the Eagles, they are available still at Ticketmaster. It's this Saturday, 5:40. Hope you guys get a win. I'd just love to you come in next week with Woody, just give it to him.
I'll be wobbling the head big time next week.
Should we have a friendly little wager on it? Like, not money, because that's illegal to do on air.
But a friendly wager.
Like, if Melbourne beat West Coast, will you? I don't know. You think of something, Wilbur?
Well, what about Xavier Ellis said the other day? Run down the desert. Maybe it's nudie run. Somewhere in Subiaco or something.
What if we do next chat? We just pants off.
Oh, it's
pants off too boring. What about a spanking?
Everyone just wants me to get my kid off you.
What about a horse whipping on a bare butt?
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, okay. So
if
the D's beat West Coast this weekend, I get to whip your butt with a horse whip.
Okay.
Obviously, flip side, if West Coast beat the D's, you will. You'll go hard too. You will.
Of course he will. Look at him.
Look at your smile on your face.
Oh, man, I'm going an extra leg already.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Jeremy McGovern's in the studio for the West Coast Eagles, which is lovely. Go, Gov. How you doing?
Hello.
Why are you so uncomfortable, Gov?
I don't know. I know you're up to something.
He saw you leave the studio.
I've seen it all,
and
the cameras as soon
have come as you,
and...
as soon as you left, Woods, he went...
I'm picking up on the cues here.
Every time I
Well, they're not very
here.
Hard cues. You've got two cameras pointing at you now.
It's only taken me half a year to dig onto it, so...
You're sleuth.
Yeah.
No, it's really simple, Gov. Bit of fun. Bit of a laugh. We've got tickets to this bloke to give away.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah, The Weeknd.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Just announced his tour.
Yeah.
What's his real name, Gov?
I would not have a clue.
He's
doing his big Starboy World Tour, Phase 2 at Perth Arena, Thursday the 14th of December. Tickets on sale 3 p.m. Friday, June 30 at livenation.com.au. Or you can get some right here, Woody.
Absolutely. All you've got to do, we're going to get Gov to sing a few songs for
us. I'm not singing.
Well, that's part of your contract.
No way.
Gov, we pay you to be here, mate.
You're in the studio. You've got a microphone.
I'm not singing.
Well, signed, sealed, delivered.
Here we are.
I'll say the words.
Well, you'll see. There you go.
Now, it's really simple. You got to call us on 13 10 60 and tell us which song is by The Weeknd, but we're going to get you to sing four songs.
Yes.
One, two,
what
three.
What if I don't know the words to them?
Well,
I've
got
lyrics
them.
In front of you, mate.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll read it.
Bit of research.
Don't throw any roadblocks up, mate. You just got to embrace
them,
it.
Oh, well, I've got to sing
I need
them.
A tune or I'll something. Give you
we've got a bit of a tune for you.
Don't say what song it is, because...
People have got to guess, remember?
This is going
to
be hard.
You need to know if this is The Weeknd. I've highlighted a bit for you.
I don't even know this song.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
That's all right. That's right.
Is that what I'm singing?
Yeah.
You're going to sing four.
We're going to give you a lead in, though. And then you just go and belt
it. What if
that.
I've never heard the song?
Have we got a little practice one or something from one that I did yesterday?
We've got a bit of a lead in. There's a lead in, right?
And then I'll cue you in.
Have you? All right. So Gov's going to sing four songs, and people have got to try and guess which one is The Weeknd song. You right?
Just some water.
I'm just clearing. It's good. The best thing about being a woman.
You're not done. You're not done.
What is the thing? Is the I don't even
is
know.
Is the prerogative?
That. Is the prerogative to having a little fun?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, right. So that's the first one.
There's number one. Cannot,
how am I going to get through four songs?
You are so uncomfortable. Yeah, I can't wait for people to see this. This is terrible.
Number two.
Song two.
What's this?
Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
You know this one.
Yeah, I know it, but I don't know. Sung it for. I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me. I beg. I remember you said.
Sometimes it lasts. Yes!
Sometimes it hurts. Okay. Number three.
Yeah, this is terrible.
Here we go.
I'm so nervous that you're going to swear.
He's warming up. This
song,
is great.
Song number three, third quarter, Gov.
I can't feel my face when I'm with you, but I love it. But I love
it. Yeah, he's got that one.
That was easier.
Very good.
All right, this is the final.
Give me four more.
All right.
Are you warm now?
One more song. No, you got one more. Final quarter. Here we go.
What's this? Oh, my.
Far away, Maddie.
This is.
Despacito.
I can't say that. That's not even it.
It's Spanish. Just amazing things Spanish. In Spanish.
They all look Spanish to me at the start. I'll tell you that.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Can we make it rain, Cash Woods?
Oh-ho!
10 grand to give away. Who's playing?
Alex from Inglewood. How are you, Alex?
Oh, I'm so nervous.
Struth almighty. Well, look, I'm going to hand over to Hyde. She's got a very soothing voice, and she's going to give you the rules.
Alex, your letter is R. You've got 30 seconds on the clock. Every answer you get right is $50. Unless you get all 10, that is $10,000. You can pass. If you don't know the answer, we'll always take your first answer, and you can't say the same answer twice, all right?
Sure.
Locked in, boy. Good luck.
All right, Alex. Thank you. 30 seconds on the clock. I think she said letters R for Romeo. Name a fictional character.
Robin Hood.
Name a hobby.
Rowing.
Something in the fridge.
Rice.
A book.
Roald Dahl's The Witches.
A confectionery item.
Rollo.
A Perth suburb.
Rolly Stone.
Something you do with it at an athletics carnival.
Running.
Something you give as a gift.
Rice cooker.
A musical.
Romeo and Juliet.
Name a brand.
Revlon.
A couple of the answers I think we might need to clarify with an adjudicator.
So he's got 10 answers there. 10 answers, and I think we can say they were in the time.
Absolutely.
So they were in the time. So the time's not a question anymore.
Alex, how you feeling, Alex?
I don't know. The last 30 seconds are just a blur.
Yep. I've got to be honest with you, mate. The judges / producers outside, I have never seen them so manic, searching for answers. About a couple of them. There's a couple that are on the line here, Alex, and we are researching epically outside. We have 45 monkeys on keyboards.
They're flying. They are flying.
Should we go to the ones that we think we know them, Woods?
Good idea.
Okay.
Good idea.
So go through everything.
Well, I reckon we can go. Number two, I think it was definitely right with the hobby.
Definitely. Yeah, number one was definitely right.
Three?
I think that it's 4 and 9 that we're worried about, isn't it?
No, well, I think that 9, I'm going to go ahead and say that I think 9's okay.
Oh.
Number 9
was the musical, and he said Romeo and Juliet. Obviously, very famous play by William Shakespeare. It's been a whole variety of different
methods.
Is it a musical? It was a musical. It was once a musical, yeah.
It's a musical movie, anyway.
We're talking like a strict musical here. Yes, there is music in the movie, but yes, there is a musical.
That's what I mean.
By the name of Romeo and Juliet, which is done.
That's correct.
It was off Broadway, certainly, but...
So the other one that I had a dash against was number 4. But if the judges want to give me some sort of signal, am I on there?
Oh, number 4.
Number 4. So it was name a book.
And he went
now, Alex, your answer was Roald Dahl's.
Roald Dahl.
Rolly Dolls. And then you went on and gave the title. Now, the question is, you've named the author there and then the title of the book. The question is, are we allowing that given that you said the author's name?
We're checking for the adjudicator because they've got the terms and conditions.
Have you ever seen in a movie, mate, where like robbers get into a house and start throwing things around. That's what's happening outside right
because
now.
Because no one's done that before, mate, so we've just got to check.
There goes the printer. It's all happening.
While they are checking out, Alex, can I ask you, what would you do with $10,000?
Well, I'm about to go off to Greece in a couple of days.
That'd change the trip, wouldn't it?
That could lengthen the trip somewhat. I don't know.
And Alex, do you play every day in the car? Are you any good in the car?
In the car, it's so easy.
Yeah. But under pressure.
It's not easy, but it's so much easier.
You were good, mate. You were really good. I mean, where did you finish with? Revlon was the brand as well that you finished with.
Are we still padding here? We're still waiting for
Of course we're bloody padding. It's pandemonium out there.
Okay.
I've just received a fax, which has come from the eastern states, because that's where our final judges are. The fax has come through.
The legal department's over there, so we've got to refer to them.
And they are the ones that are going to have the final call on this. Alex.
I'm nervous for you, Alex.
Alex. You've got 10 grand.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Another 10,000.
Oh, no. Oh. Yeah, I'm not allowed to swear, but God.
So who's that in the background, Alex?
92.9.
Sorry?
No, that's us.
Heard me screaming, and they're wondering what's going on.
Where are you, mate? Where are you?
I stayed the night at my folks' place in Leeming last night.
And then I would just turn around and tell your mum you've won 10 grand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I've won 10 grand, guys.
Yay!
Take your parents out for breakfast, mate. I'm not sure what the best spot is in Leeming, or you can even invite them to go away with you to Greece for your holidays. How bloody good is that, mate? 10 grand.
Oh, mate. Oh, guys, thank you so much.
No worries.
Congratulations, mate. Well done.
Who's the trip to Greece with, Alex?
My girlfriend, who... Oh, I forgot to tell her I was going to be on the radio. Oh, my God.
Well, tell her now.
Well, if she's heard, what is her name?
Francesca.
Francesca, you just won 10 grand with your lover, Alex.
Well, it depends how you organise your finances. I mean, I'm not sure if she's one of four.
Surely.
If it was Ando, then she wouldn't be getting any slice of that. Don't you worry about that. Now, mate, I'll be in Croatia if you want to join me at any stage there at the start of July. I'll put that 10 grand to good use.
I can hire us a yacht, mate.
Beautiful, beautiful. Sounds fantastic. I'm looking forward to it. Alex, congratulations, mate.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
It's pouring rain out there, guys, isn't it?
Oh.
Hasn't stopped.
It's been belting down, buddy, all morning, hasn't it?
60 millimetres in Perth overnight. That's a lot.
60 millimetres?
Yeah.
It always feels like, when from your perspective, though, when you go and you get into work today and you're inevitably going to go, oh, God.
Everyone's talking
about the weather today.
Yeah.
Everyone does it. It always feels like it's most epic at the point that that person experienced it.
Yes.
Everyone comes into work and
so
just topping each other the whole time. No. Actually, I was actually sleeping underwater last night. Yeah. I don't know if you... Did anyone else experience that?
Yeah.
I just swim to get to my car.
I walked into a puddle that was bigger than Lake Munger. I did. I had to swim to
that. Was huge. Brad, our techie guy, remember? Oh, he was walking around with no shoes on. And Woody and I said, no shoes today. And he said, I walked into the biggest puddle out the front of my house this morning.
And Woody comes in and he goes, my God. I mean, I just walked to work and I think, cyclonic.
It was cyclonic. It was absolutely cyclonic. And 131060, look, give us a call if you think that wherever you were this morning, you copped it the
most. Or wherever you are right now. If it's really coming down where you are right now and you're losing it, give us a call.
Because here's a bit of audio. This is from me. And this is me in the eye of the storm. In the elements, mate. In the elements.
Rain down on me!
That was Woody, about 5 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, it was at 5 o'clock. We all got sent that message just to ensure that we knew that Woody was walking to work in the pouring rain.
It was epic though.
But everyone today, guys, will walk in and say the rain was most hectic where they are or where they were this morning. If you think it was particularly epic where you are, please give us a call.
And if you can convince us, as Will said, that where you were, it was the eye of the storm and it was worse than everyone else. I wasn't going to do this. But if you can convince us that what you've been through this morning is the most epic, I have got a spare... I'm telling you, these things are sold out. You cannot get your hands on these things. I have got a spare Bunnings umbrella that I am willing to give away. And let me tell you, I walked to work with one of those puppies this morning and it is like Wonder Woman's shield. I felt like I was in a house. I don't know how it works, like a magic trick.
Well, we 13, can give 10, him a 60. Bunnings umbrella. We could also give him a $100 Lorna Jane voucher as well. Lorna Jane, when you wear activewear, you'll be more active. Beautiful. Find your nearest store or shop, LornaJane.com.
Beautiful. Give him the choice.
Do you think, give him a choice, or assign DJ Will.
Ooh. No like posters.
It. Like it.
Was the storm most epic where you were this morning, or where you are?
Yeah.
And convince us.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Michelle here from Gosnells. Hi, Michelle. How are you going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Hey, Michelle, we're good.
Now, how's your morning been? It's been more epic than poor Heidi.
Well, I would think so, considering I wake up at 5 o'clock this morning to walk out into my lounge room and my kitchen, dining room and lounge room have flooded ankle deep of water.
Oh, no.
Wow, Michelle, currently in the lead there easily. Ellie from Brabham.
She definitely needs that Lorna Jane voucher.
Ellie, you reckon the rain was the worst where you were this morning or are currently?
Yes, so I was travelling along Benara Road this morning, stuck in traffic, and there was a huge puddle that you could probably swim in.
Oh, yeah, of course. A couple of crocodiles in there probably as well. I mean, it's just hectic.
Probably need a snorkel.
Yeah.
As I was going through the puddle, I had my window down, you know, making sure my car wasn't going to go swimming, and the car came the other way and completely...
Wait, so why the hell did you have your window down? Did you have your snorkel out the window?
Yeah, just was making sure I, you know, if I went through the puddle, I went swimming, I'd get fully wet, but I did anyway.
Car coming the other way, that's brilliant.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
It's raining in Perth. Why does it always rain? And you're all thinking it. You're all thinking exactly that.
Anyway, we got Dee here from Madura Bay. Hey, Dee, how you going?
Not too bad, guys. How are you?
Good, mate.
Thank you. You think you can top all of us, Dee?
Well, guys, it rained up much where I was this morning that I actually thought I was back in Ireland.
And it probably feels like it today as well.
Oh, it's great. I love it.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, see, some people really get around it. Thanks for the call, Dee. We've got Tan here from Leaderville. Hey, Tan.
Hi.
Tan, you reckon the rain was worse? I mean, and this is, remember, you think it's worse where you were than anywhere else?
Yes, it was this morning.
Why is that?
To top it off, I went to go check the mail this morning, and I need to check if something arrived yesterday. Mm-hmm. I've walked downstairs in my new boots, all dressed up, ready for an important meeting at work this morning. Mm-hmm. I've seen a massive puddle going. So my letterbox is a bit undercover, but there's a massive puddle. Mm-hmm. So I've kind of leant over to try and open the letterbox and avoid the puddle. As I've leant over, I've kind of misplaced my foot and actually fallen into the puddle. All dressed up nice for my meeting. So I'm running late for my meeting now. And I'm still a bit wet.
You're on the way to work now. You just, it's great. Well, hopefully they're listening to the show and you've got a wonderful excuse, mate. Did you have to re-shower, by the way?
No, I was running so late, I just had to kind of pat dry myself.
Oh, I hate that. You've started the day off wet.
Bad luck, Tad. You gave yourself a Lorna Jane voucher, mate. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Joel Creasy's here.
Joel Creasy knows how to have a good time.
I know you certainly would have been down at the Paramount at some stage, mate.
Yes.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Obviously, I went as a naughty nurse. I was just asking guys if I could check their pulse.
It's the very funny and very frisky Joel Creasy.
Hello,
good morning. Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here in Perth.
Yes. So your show is tonight or tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, Saturday and Sunday at the Astor Theatre, but tomorrow night is sold out.
Oh.
Totes popular. I was going to say totes pop. I'm like, too many abbreviations. Too many brevos.
So we're excited to have you in the studio because you've just announced also that you've got a book.
I do, yes. It's called Thirsty Confessions of a Fame Hall.
Yeah.
What? And yes, it's my first book. I'm an author now. So so from now on, all our conversations are going to have to be really serious about herbal tea.
Oh.
Wear a lot of scarves and move out to the hills.
So, but your book is your life, and you're telling it from your perspective.
Yes, yeah. So it's the lawyers are having a field day. So it's there's a lot of stories about sort of like, you know, celebrity run-ins I've had like in my stand-up act, but there's also a lot of like personal stories in there that I would never tell on stage because they're like heartfelt and warm.
Oh,
see, I can't even say it out loud without doing a silly face. That's why I've got to put it on paper in then be like, buy it and don't, you know, don't let me know what you think.
Oh, because it's not as confronting if you're sort of putting it out there. People can cry in their own time and you don't have to
deal
totally.
For me, being serious is so confronting because I never am, ever.
Well, really, we're on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. I was like, who is this guy? And then I forgot that you were living there 24/7.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I got really serious and I wanted to quit. And was
you also
like,
got quite like, you know, there's still my favourite piece of audio that we play on the show. Seriously, you are responsible for my favourite.
What was that?
My favourite piece of audio on this show. This is incredible. This is you to Merv Hughes.
Oh,
Merv, I speak for all of Kat with complete confidence when I say shut the
I like that too.
No, honestly, you are just insufferable sometimes. And no one is disputing that.
That's good.
Listen to the silence.
My friends and I often say to each other, you are insufferable.
And listen to the beauty, like, in the background, like, these beautiful African birds singing. And here I am fighting with Merv Hughes.
Are you guys still friends?
Yeah, we actually are. Yeah. Of all the contestants from my season on I'm a Celebrity, Merv Hughes and I have stayed quite
You're
close.
Yeah,
Merv Hughes and Julie Goodwin. From MasterChef.
More of these stories in your book.
Oh my God, seriously. I'm really worried about the I'm a Celebrity people reading it in my book. Because
really?
Yeah.
Which one in particular?
Oh, the Daddo. Whichever Daddo it was with me in there. Yeah, he's probably
I just had a really...
Whichever Daddo?
It was Cameron, wasn't it?
No, Andrew. There's always an ever-present Daddo. It wasn't Lachlan. I know that much.
So, Joel, like we said, we were discussing your book.
Yeah.
We've asked people to call on 131060 when you were running late. And like we said, the book is from your perspective.
Yes.
But you did grow up in Perth.
I did.
So we wanted people to call with stories about you.
What? No.
Now, we're giving you a chance.
Are you vetting them all?
Calm down. No, they haven't been vetted. They haven't been.
You've got a gong.
Them. Okay,
there is a gong here. Use the gong wisely.
Okay, great. It's like the red chair on Graham. Oh, there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
You've got the little,
little test gong.
You might have to go a bit louder.
Mate, that's no-
there you go.
You might have to say gong when you gong it as well. Just to.
Yeah.
So what, just get off the line. Get off the line. Get off the line.
Are you nervous?
I'm very nervous.
Because these people could be in your book. You could
absolutely
have had run-ins with
them. Whoever's about to call, just remember, I will have final say because the book's not out yet.
All right, we've got Emma here from North Perth. Emma, how are you going?
Now, you can gong at any time,
Joel. Hey, guys. Good. How are you guys?
Good.
Thank you. You got a story about Joel?
I do. A few years ago, we've been a quite a long time ago now, I saw Joel at the Leedy on a Wednesday night.
At the Leedy?
Yeah, at the Leedy.
Okay.
Yes, and someone was ordering shots. They ordered quite a lot of shots. And
hello, Christmas.
You came up behind them.
Hang on, I've got the gong ready.
You took their shots and ran away before they got the chance to pay for them.
Wow. Well, but like that's almost like a sassy gong in like a...
It's pretty impressive,
I'm
not
going to
lie.
The lady.
Beautiful. Thanks, Emma.
Hi, Emma. Wow. You let her go far, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I was like, well, I definitely didn't sleep with her. So I wasn't too nervous.
Ashley from Fremantle, how are you?
Hi, good guys, how are you?
Good. You got a story about Joel?
I do. One night I saw Joel at Connection Nightclub.
Oh, okay. Now I really have the gong at the ready.
He was dressed as like a cheeky cowboy.
Joel.
And he was offering free massages to people in the club.
What are you talking about? As if I would ever offer someone something for free.
As if ever you'd offer a massage, I feel like you'd be making people massage you.
Do you know what I mean? I was like, I could have been out as a cheeky cowboy at some point. That is potential.
Thanks, Ashley.
All right, got Maddie
Gee whiz,
now.
I mean, these are
Joel's face.
Maddie from...
Oh. Was I there?
Oh, what did I pick up?
Maddie from Coondoola. How are you, Maddie?
I'm good, and you?
Good, Maddie. Thanks. Have you got a story about Joel Creasy, our local comedian here?
I so do. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
It's nothing like that.
Oh, okay.
Oh. So last year at the Pride Parade, I actually saw him. He was walking past on the streets of Perth and stuff, and he walked past us a few times, actually, because he looked like he was in a rush. I didn't want to disturb him.
I was probably very busy.
And so then I was like, when he was in the Pride Parade, I was like, oh my God, hi, it's Joel Creasy. And my friends and I were freaking out because we love you and everything. So
thank
we're
you.
Just, like,
I love you
stuff.
Too. For now.
So was there anything bad, Maddie, or was that it?
Oh, that was it. But he was all good and he was sad.
I think that what's come out of this is I'm a really nice, down to earth person, really in touch with the GP.
Sorry, is it?
General public? Yeah, civilians.
Plebs that might may or may not come to your show. Yes,
please buy a ticket, by the way. Civilians, please buy a ticket.
Cowboys, nurses, what else have you dressed up as?
Oh, my God, everything. Oh, and everything. I like a bit of lycra. For me, like a costume party is just an excuse to whack on a bit of lycra. I like something figure-hugging.
You can go and see Joel's show, Poser.
We love you, Joel.
This weekend. Stop. No, get the gong away from him. He's going to get a little bit gong happy now. You can go and see him at the Astor Theatre. Tickets are available now from livenation.com.au. Thanks for coming in, mate.
You're so welcome. I'm pumped to be home in Perth.
How long are you here for?
I'm here all weekend. And
And
then I'm going down to Margaret River next week for a couple of days. But I'm hoping this weather clears up.
Yeah.
It's a bit full on, man.
Mm.
I'm from Melbourne now.
It's worse there, mate.
No, it's not, because Melbourne's consistent in being crappy all the time. Crazy. Like, this is really, like, temperamental.
It's intense, isn't it? Yeah.
Calm down, Perth.
Really comes and goes. Thanks for coming in, Joel.
Oh, I've got to go to MuzzBuzz, guys.
The Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw. Available on iTunes or your favourite podcast app.